What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Hot EDM and Remixes Volume 1. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. Across from me is Alon Fong. Alon, what kind of show are we doing today?
Dude, I'm so excited and happy about this show. We're doing my favorite thing for clubs is hot EDM and remixes. So The only thing that had to be an EDM or EDM remix of a popular song. So that was the only limitations. The reason I love this stuff, Danny, I came up in the 90s and early 2000s, right? And owners wanted high energy. They wanted upbeat, energetic, fun, recognizable music, right? And I've always done that, you know, in my days at Cahoots. It took years to build up the format to get the girls to understand. And we could play hip hop, but it would be remixes of hip hop. So, you know, you'd have the vocal hook that everyone knows, but then you'd have the high energy. Whereas so much modern hip hop has sort of A, the songs are too short. B, it's really minor key and down tempo type music. And so this way we could get a little bit of every world and try and make as many people happy as possible. I know a lot of people don't like remixes. That's okay. We loved them and my crowd loved them. And I'm a big proponent of it when it's done right. Not every remix is great. Just because it says remix on it doesn't mean it should be played. You got to have a good ear and curate the good stuff.
Yeah, I was listening to some older remixes as I was putting the show together. And I think, you know, when remixes first came out, like, you know, big in the 90s and 2000s, it was how much can we change the song? How many stupid samples? How many times can we grab this hook and sample it over and over and over and over again because we can? And I am so glad that that's behind us, because every time I listen to one of those old remixes, I go, that wouldn't be bad if you just didn't have to do that, you know?
Yeah, I think to me would define the best remixes take the key melodic or rhythmic elements of the original and make them bigger or fatter or do a counter melody, but that still is true to that. To me, that's what makes a good remix. Just putting in the vocal drop and then going into this big sound that has nothing to do with the original, it can work, but for the most part, I prefer stuff that nods to the original track.
Yeah, we're a little different, but anyway, are you ready to do this? We've each picked 5 songs here today. Mm. And I'm going to start off, and I'm going to pick one that's really going to piss Alon off. So if you're familiar with our shows, you know Alon and I have this Dua Lipa battle. Like, you know, I've been with Dua Lipa. He's trying like hell.
You wish.
You know, and well, then I woke up. But anyway, he's obsessed with Dua Lipa. So I picked Dua Lipa songs just so he has to go, oh, man, you picked my girl.
Wait, who's picking all the Dua Lipa? Who's obsessed? You are. I love Dua. She's a hottie and she's talented and she seems intelligent and, you know, wifey material, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the song is Illusion. We actually put that on a recent Panda Off the Charts show, and I think it's probably going to make the top 20 for this month. But this is a remix I just heard, the De Niro remix, Dua Lipa, Illusion. Dua Lipa, Alon Fong.
Ooh, Danny. Yeah. Love that. See, that's a really good remix. It's got more oomph than the original.
Oomph.
I like that.
Oomph. That's a technical term. Oomph. If you Google oomph, ask Siri what oomph is.
Oomph. Okay. Yeah. O-O-M-P-H. Oomph. There's no Fs. It's P-H.
It's like an Oompa Loompa, but never mind. First song, okay. Alon.
So longtime listeners of the show know I have an affinity for songs about oral sex on the female form. They just know I'm a fan. So this song is called Suck by Cobra, C-O-B-R-A-H.
All caps.
Suck my clit, you'll love it. Get down, sit, I insist. Baby, my clit, you'll love it. Give it a spit, I insist. Get on the floor, I'll do a split, babe. All I ask for is that you should suck my clit. You love it. Get down, sit, I insist. Babe, eat my clit. You love it.
All right, ladies, bring your friends. This space seats five.
Yeah, you know, what I really like about that is it takes, you know, what all the female rappers are doing, you know, suck your dick. I'll suck, and all the male rappers are doing that. Well, they change it around in a kind of an erotic way of suck my clit versus a derogatory way of, yo, bitch, suck my fucking dick.
Wow. So, yeah, Danny.
Yeah.
Said, sir.
Yeah. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah, let's go.
So this song, the original version, Alon, I think you actually brought this to Panda Off the Charts, or other podcast, back in October of 2023. Mm-hmm. So the song's been out for about 9 months, but I just heard this remix of it that I kind of like. It is the Jablonski Galazzo edit of Booty Drop by Doshi. Started a trend that we didn't really mean to start, but you know, okay, it worked.
Send me that. That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. I like that. And got some fire. All right. I miss the old Kanye, but this track is cool. Kanye West's latest, it's Carnival. This is the Rick Wonder remix.
He's gonna take it up the air like a ventriloquist. I mean, shit, Taylor Swift. Since I had a rolling on the wrist, I'm a new Jesus, bitch. I turn water to Chris. This for what they did to Chris. They can't do shit with this. Got my kids in a fake school. We ain't.
Danny fades out while Alon's in the middle of a drum roll.
No, give me the drop.
I don't get in trouble with Spotify.
Mean. Oh, they won't even notice. It's five more seconds.
Yeah. Kanye, you know, you said you miss the old Kanye. I do, too. I like the old Kanye. I like the new Kanye. It's the stuff in between I could really care less about. But I like this whole almost everything on this new one. So very cool. So we got 10 songs for you, Hot EDM and Remixes, Volume 1. We are 4 in, we have 6 to go, and they're coming up next.
Hey, what's up? This is Tinashe, and you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. and we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Hey, welcome back. We're doing Hot EDM and Remixes Volume 1. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers along with Lan Fong. We've got six more to go. We are having a lot of fun doing this one because both of us are, you know, I mean, gosh, if you could bring one format back as strong as it was a while back ago, EDM would definitely be it. I'd love to play. I could do all EDM. I could.
Yes.
I could. Yeah.
I did like 80% EDM when I DJed. Hey, all right. So I got to give a shout out, Danny. We got some listeners I found out about. A friend of mine is a nurse at Riverside here in Columbus, Ohio. So I wanted to give out a shout out. And my friend told me that a lot of their coworkers love the show, have a blast, think the music is great. So shout out to my Riverside crew. What's up? What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast? Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Hopefully we get you through your day. And thank you for all you guys do.
Cool. Six songs left to go. I've got a new one. This is not a remix. This is the original version by the Scene Kings, Back in the Light.
Up top with the diamonds in the dust, Venus is rising out the dusk. We pass the line and out the roots. They say the truth, they'll set you free. Feels like the sweetest symphony. Over the waves under the sea.
Voice kind of reminds me of like a Bebe Rexha or somebody like that. So I kind of fell in love with that song right when I first heard it, which was about an hour ago.
Doing the hard work here before the show, Danny. Like to hear that.
Yes.
So as many longtime listeners of the show know, Danny and I disagree on this, but I have gotten him to like some of it. So drum and bass, you'd be very careful with the drum and bass you pick for strip clubs, because usually it's just too fast, because I think it, like, typical drum and bass, like 160 beats per minute to 180, somewhere in there. So it can be really spastic. But if you find some good melodic stuff, it can work. Even Danny has liked a couple songs I've picked over the last year. And drum and bass in the EDM scene has been blowing up, coming back strong in Europe. Obviously, it's been coming back for a while, but now the U.S. is starting to come back as well. So check this out. This is Wu-Tang Clan. What? Yeah, Wu-Tang, baby. Cream, C-R-E-A-M. Cash rules everything all around me. This is the Transforma with an A on the end, not ER, and Iron Mind Bootleg of Cream by Wu-Tang Clan.
Interesting. Yeah, as far as drum and bass goes, like, I hated it when it first, like, became big, like, I don't know, maybe like 2001 or two, I think, is when I first started really hearing a lot of it. And I just thought it just, you know, it sounded to me like somebody sped the turntable up to 45 from 33. So it was really noisy and hard for me to listen to. The stuff that's coming out now, the cool thing is, yes, it's about 160 beat per minute, but they do these little breakdowns in a lot of them where they go back down to 80 and then back up to 160. And I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of noticed that they don't make that extra snare as loud as the first snare. So it's not quite so in your face, punch you in the face kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's my thought on that. My turn again?
Yeah, man. Give me some hot tracks, Danny.
Okay. Nicki Minaj. I did not like the original version of this song. I just thought it was kind of eh. But Rich, I guess it's Dietz or Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z. It's the Rich Dietz Burning Rave edit of Nicki Minaj's FTCU. Fuck the club up. Fuck the club up. Actually study the remixers. Have you heard of Rick Dietz or Dietz?
I have not. That's a new name. I'm going to have to go check out Doug. That was cool. I got to check him out and see if he's a regular or a newbie or what.
Yeah. Dietz, capital D, lowercase I-E-T, capital Z.
Yeah. Dietz, Zed. I like it, man. This next track, man, is great because lyrically it's funny. Of course, there's multiple meanings you can take from this. It's the latest from Akraze. You remember Akraze? Sure. Blew up like 2 years ago or during COVID, towards the end of COVID, right? Along with Pickle and NKY. I don't know. All caps. And it's runny nose. You can take whatever meaning you want out of that. Why would you have a runny nose in the club, Danny? You need to bring more runny noses back instead of all this heroin pill stuff. Probably a down tempo music.
Down here, you know, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we just south of us is Northern Kentucky. So NKY would be, never mind.
Northern Kentucky?
Yeah, Northern Kentucky.
NKY. I don't think so, Danny. Just no. Just why would you? No, man.
I guess it's Inky. NKY.
I think Inky. I think it's supposed to be Inky. I don't know.
Maybe Nikki. I don't know. Could be Nikki.
Could be Nikki. Good call. But there's no female. I don't know.
Okay.
You don't know. So NKY, when I tag you, please let us know.
Please. So right now we have two songs left in our Hot EDM and Remixes Volume 1. We want to know what you're thinking of all these songs we're playing and what the ones that are still coming up here. So let us know your opinions in our Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Just go on Facebook, search What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, and it'll take you to that group. Join it and have some fun with us, okay? Two songs left. This is Zurb and the Chainsmokers featuring Ink. So he had an Inky and an Ink. And not Kid.
I love the original track.
And not Kid Ink either.
No.
Yeah. Tejada and Jablonski remix of Addicted.
Show me how your body feels on mine.
Okay, so Alon, you said you're familiar with the original. I am not. So what do you think?
I like it. I like both. I actually downloaded that remix today as well, the one you picked. But I like the original as well. It was a song I was going to use for Off the Charts, the original. And it almost made my list today. So that's a cool track for sure. It's Zurb, right? You said, and the Chainsmokers.
Yes, Zurb and the Chainsmokers featuring Ink, I-N-K. But it's not Kid Ink.
No, he's gone. We don't know what happened.
Maybe Ink grew up and he's no longer a kid.
Actually, that's a good point. Maybe he dropped the kid off because he's like, dude, I'm 30 now.
It's kind of like, you know, never mind. Okay, we got one song left. Are you bringing us a weekend song?
Dude, I found your new weekend. Remember that song I brought Friday night, the weekend, a couple years ago and off the charts and you loved it? Remember? This is your new jam, your new rager for the weekend. This track is hot. It's fire. It's dope. So, it's by Annie Up. A-N-T-I-U-P. And it's called The Weeknd. This is the extended mix. But we're going to keep it.
Fuck my boss, fuck my job, fuck my phone and my alarm. Been grinding 9 to 5, I wanna grind on you all night. Fuck my boss, fuck my job, fuck my phone and my alarm. Been grinding 9 to 5, I wanna grind on you all night. Yeah, I wanna.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday, 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 Friday.
So the song is called The Weeknd. Anti Up is the artist, and that was an extended mix of that. So very, very cool. Well, we shortened the extended mix. It's kind of an oxymoron, am I right?
Well, because you're so particular and Spotify so particular about the length of time we can play the songs, I had to find the best 30 seconds that represented all the elements of the song.
True. Any final thoughts? Are we going to do another one of these?
I think so. Hey, do you want us to do another one, people? What do you think? Do you like the jams? Let us know. Comment, message, email, whatever. Let us know. Reach out. Find us. We're on the social media stuff. We're on the interwebs.
Hey, keep in mind that all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, and Rockin' Pod Recap can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Throwing stuff at you, Danny Myers. Throwing my note cards at you.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.